This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And since September, Port Pirie has had a fishing restriction in place, which has had a few changes since then. But the results are in on testing on fish, and seems it's not great news. I'm joined this morning by Mayor of the Port Pirie Regional Council, Leon Stevens. How are you this morning, Leon?
I'm very good, Jordan. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. So testing on the fish has come back, and the lead levels in the fish is a bit too high for authorities to be comfortable letting people consume what they catch within Port Pirie. What's the situation here?
Yeah, I had a meeting with the minister and in the last couple of days, and we've actually looked at the species that were measured, which were trumpeters, Tommy Ruffs, mullet and salmon, and they're not the species that are highly representative with catch from recreational fishermen around the area. So we've asked the minister to do some more testing, which, as per usual, he's actually been very good in coming forth for that. I understand that there'll be some testing carried out in the next couple of days, and then that'll head away to a laboratory in Sydney for further testing. But it's one of the things, the health advice at the moment is still the same. The status quo remains that you can catch and release in Zone 1, you can catch and release in Zone 2, and also take blue swimmer crabs in Zone 2. But they recommend, until we get further advice, that pregnant women and young children don't eat anything that's caught from this area of Zone 2 or just outside Zone 1 and 2. So it's alarming to me, but I'm very happy that the testing is going to be very comprehensive. And we've actually asked that PERS have put in some local knowledge as well, as far as like getting species that we catch, which has been taken up as well. So I'm thinking that as I would always protect our community, I want this thing over and done with as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure that when we do it, I'm not having to claw it back again and close the area again. So I'm happy to wait a little bit longer, and I'm sure that our anglers will be happy to hold off for a little bit, considering that at the moment it's blue swimmer crab season. They can still go out and run amok on that. And the yellowfin whiting are usually found around areas that are outside those two zones. So I think they can go along quite happily from here to perhaps April before we need to start looking at, you know, where the new, if there is a ban in place or where the new areas are.
And I guess what happens if the next round of testing comes back and it's still not safe for that the fish to be taken from the area? What's the process then for the Port Pirie waterways?
Well, I guess that's being the what if and how long's the piece of string and all that sort of stuff. But certainly you can imagine from talking to me over the last couple of years, you'll imagine that I won't be very happy, and we'll have to make some compensation areas of, you know, how do we go about fishing in our area? Perhaps we might need to build a boat ramp out at Port Davis that accommodates some of our anglers so they can fish that way further south. But I'm pretty sure that we should be on the right side once we come back with this round of testing, because the species that we have are estuary fish that were tested, so they always stay very close to the port and all that sort of stuff, whereas the other species that we have with King George whiting and all that sort of stuff swim a lot. So I'm sure that that will be a different test result, but we'll wait and see. The proof is in the results.
No worries. Well, 2020 has been such a messy year. Hopefully fishing comes back in 2021.
Oh, you are so right, my friend.
Well, Leon, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
See you, mate. Bye.
That was Leon Stevens, Mayor of the Port Pirie Regional Council, on your Classic It's Breakfast.